of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Political scientist Dr. Dion George warns political leaders against using a groupthink approach to consensus and information processing, as this approach is anti-democratic and seeks to censor information. The Barbados Ministry of Health and Wellness is offering training for persons interested in working as healthcare personnel designated to carry out swab testing at COVID-19 testing sites. And in Texas, Harris County Sheriff deputies on Sunday found three children who had been alone and abandoned in an apartment for months, along with skeletal remains of a younger brother who was dead for a year. This is Q95 News. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. First up in the news, political scientist Dr. Dion George warns leaders against adopting a groupthink approach to consensus and information processing. Dr. George explains that this type of approach is anti-democratic and seeks to censor information reached by the small grouping within a larger grouping, seeking to dictate what the small grouping concludes upon the larger membership. He spoke on the Global View on Q program recently.
Groupthink. And groupthink is the whole idea that thought process whereby small groups form consensus and resist criticisms of that core position, often disregarding contradictory information. To put in our local parlance, if, for example, that the Labour Party has a particular position. Or let's just be quite frank, even the opposition, UWP Party, and someone were to come with a different perspective and say, for example, that whilst we are thinking of that as a good position, can we consider an alternative? The groupthink would basically push them off. They would disregard their view and they would think, for example, that they must stay with the consensus. This is negative. It's not good for leaders to be surrounded with groupthink. It's really important that good leaders think outside the box as well.
Political scientist Dr. Dion George. Radiobiologist and chemist Dr. Shamina Abochin reiterates her call for Dominicans to get vaccinated even if they feel they are young and healthy. She warns that COVID-19 is unpredictable and may harm someone severely, whether or not they have known or unknown underlying conditions.
You've probably heard about young kids, young student athletes, 18 years old, died from a heart attack after playing basketball. He may have had some heart condition that he did not even know about. A lot of us don't know what we may have. Also, genetically, you may be predisposed to something. And also with your immune response, immune system, some people have a mild immune response. Others may get a vaccine, let's say, and have a humongous immune response. Well, COVID-19 is a virus that causes a severe immune response. And if you don't know how your body is going to react to that immune response, you're basically taking a chance not getting the vaccine. And I mean, the immune system, for example, some people will tell you they got their two shots, never felt a pain, never felt a thing, besides they may have some muscle pain. Mm-hmm. Other people will sit for 2 days. So even though you're young and healthy, you just don't know what underlying conditions you have, what you're predisposed to, and how it might affect you.
Radiobiologist and chemist Dr. Shamina Obochin. This is Q95 News. With the recent upsurge in COVID-19 cases, it was thought that one of the most exciting times in credit union life would go uncelebrated. Determined to celebrate the week that is set aside as Credit Union Week, despite the hindrances brought on by the COVID pandemic, the National Cooperative Credit Union Limited set out on a path to do just that. The week of observance ran from October 18th to the 22nd, 2021, and was filled with activities which maintained social distancing and limited contact among members and staff. The highlight of the week came on International Credit Union Day, which is observed every third Thursday of October. This year, the day was celebrated under the theme, Building Financial Health for a Brighter Tomorrow. In a different move from times past, NCCU Limited poured out appreciation to some of the most deserving people today. The institution provided meals, gloves, and masks to the frontline workers, including back-end staff of all of the COVID-19 quarantine and isolation facilities, in Dominica. At a small, very heartwarming ceremony, CEO Mr. Almer A. Irish and members of the institution's entertainment committee spoke on how appreciative they are for the sacrifices made by the staff at the facilities, and with members of NCCU staff having been housed and treated at the various facilities, the donation touched home. Equally as appreciative were the recipients and meals and beverages coordinator for the facilities. Mrs. Coralie Thomas gave an insight into the quantities of food and drink which are required on a daily basis. She also gave thanks to NCCU for remembering the staff who are most times forgotten, such as the drivers and security officers, and made a plea to corporate houses to follow suit in the fight to make Dominica COVID-free. In addition to this, NCCU gave members opportunities to win prizes by participating in Credit Union Week 2021 Funtivities, they called it, such as Word Power, Word Unscramble, and Solve and Shop. All NCCU activities for Credit Union Week and footage of the donation can be viewed on all NCCU's social media pages.
International Credit Union Day throughout the world and has been for the last 73 years. The theme for observance is building financial health for a brighter tomorrow. It is unique that the theme encompasses financial and health. As you know, the world has been troubled for the last year and a half by the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic. And so the credit unions as financial institution needs to concentrate, yes, on providing financial assistance for its members, but it also needs to concentrate on ensuring that the members have good health. And so today, what we have done is to recognize the importance of our health and other care workers at the various quarantine and isolation facilities, because they too need to have good health. And by providing them with some PPEs and a healthy meal will ensure that they will be available to continue to do the work.
He says that the union promotes good health and that special recognition was given to the healthcare and frontline workers as a result.
And so today what we have done is to recognize the importance of our health and other care workers at the various quarantine and isolation facilities, because they too need to have good health. And by providing them with some PPEs and a healthy meal will ensure that they will be available to continue to do the work. So the credit union, again, we say we promote good health, we promote healthy financial living. We also ensure that our members are satisfied. That's why we provide products and services that enhance the quality of life for all. And mark you, our mission does not limit to just our members. And so it's to enhance the quality of life for all. And that is what we are attempting to do and will continue to do.
CEO of NCCU Limited, Mr. Almer A. Irish. Education Minister, the Honorable Octavia Alfred, appealed to Dominicans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. She made that call at the handing over of educational devices to various schools on the island on October 23, 2021. She also encouraged the parents of the students to get vaccinated and thanked them and eligible students who are already vaccinated for contributing to the cause of returning to face-to-face interactive learning.
I want to say face-to-face interactive learning is so important for our younger students. They are under 12 and they cannot be vaccinated. Therefore, I want to thank all those of you who have taken the vaccine. If you're a parent here and you have allowed your child between 12 and 17 years to take the vaccine, I thank you graciously. To me, this is your contribution to the rapid return to face-to-face instruction.
Minister of Education, the Honorable Octavia Alfred. The Dominican Freedom Party has announced its interest in the Grand Bay-Bay election campaign to begin sometime this week in Dominica, as announced by the Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Kerrett, on Monday. Political leader of the Dominica Freedom Party and microbiologist Bernard Ito told Q95 News earlier today that his party will reveal further specifics in the upcoming days.
The Dominica Freedom Party is carefully analyzing the situation in the Grand Bay constituency as it pertains to our plans to contest the seat. There are many issues we are assessing, such as the state of electoral reform and the pressing needs of the Grand Bay people for effective representation. With these considerations in mind, we will shortly announce our plans for the upcoming by-elections. This is something we must do very carefully. In the meantime, the DFP remains firmly committed to the idea that a dynamic community like Grand Bay deserves dynamic representation.
Ito adds that his party is hurt by the alleged level of political disrespect brought upon the people of the Grand Bay district for the past 15 years by the current DLP administration.
It is with deep and really profound regret that the DFP notes how sidelined Grand Bay has been and how poorly its parliamentary representatives have been treated in recent years. This is tragic, since Grand Bay is the type of community that should be a growth engine for our nation. The DFP believes that Grand Bay deserves far, far better than this. At the very least, Grand Bay deserves someone who is deeply familiar with the particular needs of the community and who has a long record of helping the community to develop. But recent reports of the proposed DLP candidate for the constituency tells us that Grand Bay is still not being taken seriously or dealt with respectably. We believe the Grand Bay people will shortly have their say about this.
Political leader of the Dominica Freedom Party and microbiologist Bernard Ito. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Kerrett, says a date could be announced this week for a by-election in Grand Bay to fill the seat left vacant by the recent death of MP Edward Regist. In keeping with the laws of Dominica, the by-election must be held within 90 days after the death of the late Edward Regist, the former MP of Grand Bay. The Prime Minister stated, whoever is going to be representing Grand Bay has some big shoes to fill and must bring a high level of commitment to the table. He said whoever makes themselves available to serve the people must be willing to put in the hard work necessary to see the community prosper.
The Constitution of Dominica now calls for a by-election to be held before the expiration of 90 days since the passing of Edward Regist. I know that many of you have been wondering who will replace Ed as parliamentary representative for the Grand Bay constituency. Certainly, the person will have big shoes to fill and must bring a high level of commitment to the people and a willingness to hear and respond to their needs. Grand Bay will need a representative willing to put in the hard work, one who is empathetic and caring, mission-driven, and a creative problem solver. Above all, the person must love people and genuinely care about their well-being and welfare. An announcement about the by-election will be made in the coming week.
Prime Minister, the Honorable Roosevelt Kerrett. The much-anticipated and demanded political MP for Grand Bay, Mr. Julian Packett, has declined that candidacy, saying health issues and family concerns are a bigger priority right now. Packett is known as an all-round people's person who was identified not by his own doing or intention, but rather the community is said to have voiced that call. Speaking in an official release, he said, after listening to his wife and taking into consideration his health and wanting to be around for his family, it was wise to decline the offer.
And my wife feels that I need to stay focused on my health and forget about the whole political landscape. I know I'm getting a lot of support and a lot of people like the idea for me to be power rep and everything, but I have to drop out of that race. I have to just forget about being power rep and concentrate on being healthy, because I really want to be around for a long time to make sure I take care of my family and take care of my son. And so thank you for all, you know, the glorious things and everybody saying, yeah, best guy for power rep and everything. But like I said, remember that was never confirmed. You understand? No political party never approached me and tell me, yes, we want you for a candidate. I mean, the people were the ones really calling for that and putting posters up. And, you know, I know some people might feel disappointed, yes, but health is wealth. And for my family and my very good friends and those people who really care about me, of course, would support that I focus on my health.
He says he will continue to help develop his community, and now is the time for the decision makers in the political landscape to make their choice, and that working together as a united people is key.
So the best thing now is for us, you know, for the whole constituency, the Love Granby, to kind of, you know, be quiet, be calm, you know, let the decision makers and the political landscape decide on who is the best candidate, and let's support the idea of developing our community as best we can. You know, everybody have a different potential level, everybody have a different skill. I believe if we pull our skills together as Granby people, we can make Granby shine.
Recently nominated candidate for the DLP in the now vacant Granby constituency, Mr. Julian Packett. The Ministry of Health and Wellness in Barbados is offering training for persons interested in working as healthcare personnel designated to carry out swab testing at COVID-19 testing sites. This training program is a part of the ministry's attempt to support wider COVID-19 swab testing efforts, particularly with the need to respond to the current surge in cases. Persons interested in being trained must have proof of valid CPR or first aid certification and have an interest in working in the healthcare setting. Expressions of interest with proof of the required certification should be emailed to info@health.gov.bb. This is Q95 News. In Texas, Harris County Sheriff deputies found three children abandoned inside a West Harris County apartment complex on Sunday, along with skeletal remains. At about 3:15 p.m. on Sunday, deputies said they received a call from a 15-year-old who claimed his 9-year-old brother has been dead for a year, and his body was in a room next to his in an apartment in the 3500 block of Greencrest near Addicts Claudine and the West Park Tollway. The teenager then told deputies his parents hadn't been living in the apartment with him and his two younger siblings for several months. Deputies went to the third floor apartment and found the three children alone, as well as the skeletal remains of a small child. Deputies said the remains appeared consistent with the age provided by the 15-year-old. The younger siblings, who Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said were 10 and 7, appeared malnourished and showed signs of physical injury. They, along with their 15-year-old sibling, were taken to a nearby hospital to be treated. The mother of the children and her boyfriend have been located and were being interviewed by homicide investigators. Open quote. In our experience, it's always best to not speculate and just let the investigation take its course. But it is a very disturbing set of circumstances. So we definitely want some answers for these children. End of quote. The sheriff said. Becca, a mother who lives in the apartment complex, was devastated to learn about this situation. She said this hit her especially hard because she's a mom as well. Investigations are ongoing.
The Harris County Sheriff calls it heartbreaking. Deputies tell ABC 13 they found three abandoned juveniles and the skeletal remains of possibly another child. Hello again, everyone. I'm Tom Abrams. We do appreciate you being with us on this Sunday. Those children and the remains were found in an apartment on Greencrest near West Park in West Harris County.
Really just a heartbreaking situation right now. Three abandoned children found here, as you just mentioned, and the skeletal remains possibly of another juvenile. Now take a look at this. You can see Harris County Sheriff's Office here. They're focusing their attention on that apartment building on the right there. We have homicide units also here. Now, as you mentioned, this is an apartment complex on the Greencrest right near the West Park Tollway. Limited information, honestly, right now. Again, three kids abandoned here and the skeletal remains possibly of another juvenile. I do want to let you know, though, behind this building, there are many families right now just gathered, a lot of children, and really just in shock. I've been speaking with many people who have a lot of questions. One mother asked, how could parents do this to their children? Just leave them there alone. Take a listen.
It's just crazy and absurd. Yeah, It's sad. I'm not sure who exactly these kids are, but it's a sad case.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Political scientist Dr. Dion George warns political leaders against using a groupthink approach to consensus and information processing, as this approach is anti-democratic and seeks to censor information. The Barbados Ministry of Health and Wellness is offering training for persons interested in working as healthcare personnel designated to carry out swab testing at COVID-19 testing sites. And in Texas, Harris County Sheriff deputies on Sunday found three children who had been alone and abandoned in an apartment for months, along with skeletal remains of a younger brother who was dead for about a year. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited.
Our news, as it happens, when